Welcome to Meaningful Medicine, a Novant Health podcast. I'm Dr. Mike, and today I'm joined by Dr. Hunter Slump, a dedicated pediatrician with Novant Health. We'll be delving into the intriguing topic of little minds, big leaps, understanding ages 3 to 5. We'll be exploring the rapid development during these formative years. So let's start off real simple. You know, for kids between 3 and 5, Dr. Slump, right off the bat, what are some of the key milestones?
I think it's, one, super interesting to take a step back and just think about milestones in general, because from like birth to 3, we follow milestones so close. Like every 2 months, we're checking in and make sure that they do this and this and this and this and this. And then from 3 to 5, they take kind of these different leaps and the milestones are different. And partially that's because from birth to 3, they're kind of laying these foundational skills, like the, you got to sit, you got to crawl, you got to walk, and then you got to learn to pick up things and how to hold them and all of that. The foundation skills that you need to then kind of take off. And it's from 3 to 5 that they really start to take off. And we start to really get to see their personality. And with that can come a range of milestones that kids will have, right? So your 3-year-old may love to be super physical and may master the bike a little bit quicker than somebody else's 3-4-year-old who prefers to draw. He may crush a picture of mommy that is more intricate and detailed than me. I'm not a great drawer. But it really is the beginning of their personality and their interest that kind of drives us stopping thinking about things month to month and really kind of grouping this age 3 to 5 together and looking at milestones a little different. The other thing that kind of happens is there's a ton of cognitive development. Their brains are really fun. They're curious and they're imaginative and they're teachable. They're painfully honest, right?
Yes, yes. We know that.
The kiddo who tells the stranger on the bus, hey, you have no hair. And embarrasses you. But yeah, it's not always easy. There's still moments of tantrums and talking back. And that's partially because they're not like sponges anymore. They're really starting to reason through the world. And with that comes more executive function, like frontal lobe. They're able to like not only plan things, but understand consequences and reward systems in a new way that really helps them develop differently.
What about language and communication skills during this stage of development?
Yeah, so they're fun to talk to. A typical 3-year-old will tell you some funny things. Usually they're speaking in just like 3 or 4 word sentences. And most of what they say is really clearly understandable. And as they get older, closer to 4 and 5, everything that they say should be understandable. And they go from those short 3 to 4 word sentences to more long sentences and more back and forth. You know, you can prompt a 5-year-old and say, hey, tell me something about your day. And, you know, you might know a little bit about it and give them a little, yeah, tell me about this. And they'll be able to retell you that and go into greater detail. No longer do you get the I don't know or the silence that you get beforehand. And for teenagers, it's quite different for that 3 to 5 years.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about, I'm really curious in your expert opinion here, is about playtime for kids in this age. How important is that and what type of play is best? Because we know things have changed a lot, right? With computers and videos, they can watch all this kind of stuff. How does play still play a role?
Play is huge. Play is huge for all of us. Adults need to play. I think we should institute recess at work.
Dr. Slump for governor.
No, but play is, I mean, it's huge. It's where children learn to be creative. It's how they learn to interact with their environment. It's how they learn to interact with other individuals. The playground is where you learn to advocate for yourself. It's where you learn conflict resolution with your friends. It's where you learn new physical skills that develop into competence and then that leads to you being confident in a new way. I mean, play is huge. And we know that it's not just crucial for kiddos. It's crucial for us as parents too. Parents who can uniquely let children play and able to play with them or able to connect with kids, see a different perspective and really appreciate their children more fully.
Yeah. What about the difference between structured play and just kind of unstructured play, right? And I know sometimes it's good to play games with them, you know, that are appropriate for this age group. But what about just also letting them just play with stuff?
Yeah. The unstructured play, just creating a space or time, handing them a couple objects, letting them pretend, is so important to let their mind grow and expand, their imagination take off. I joke and tell my wife I've never had an original thought. And I think that's because I had three older brothers, and like, I don't know how much I got to pick and choose how I played with things.
I relate to that. I was the youngest of five kids. I get it.
Okay, so you get it, yeah. You haven't had an original thought either. I'm kidding. But, you know, that imagination and that creativity can really come from just no structure, just play.
I love that. So during this age, between 3 to 5 now, a lot of brain growth. We just mentioned communication skills are starting to develop. Fine and motor skills in general, fine motor skills versus gross motor skills. How are they evolving now? Because I have some nieces and nephews in this age group, and they're pretty funny to watch when they try to run.
Yeah. I always like to break it apart, and it helps me to think about fine motors as the little muscles. How do you use your little muscles? And gross motor is how do you use your big muscles? And for fine motor skills, it's between 3 and 5, you're really, I think about the pencil and learning how to draw simple shapes. So it might start out as like a little circle and the picture of mommy with maybe just a head, perhaps a torso. And then by 5, that picture of mommy is starting to look pretty good, starting to have arms and legs. They can draw kind of more complex shapes then too, like squares or crosses or triangles, and can do more practical things, right? So I go back to the foundations there. Let's use it. So they can start to help dressing and undressing. So a typical 5-year-old can kind of get themselves ready for the day, hopefully, which is super helpful for parents. Sometimes their choice of outfits may not be our choices. But when you think about gross motor skills, you think about those big muscles. Usually by 3, you've got a decent sense of balance and can kind of climb on and off the couch. You might be wobbly at times, but as you get older, 4 and 5-year-olds, you should be able to like skip and jump on one foot and have pretty good control of your body on the playground. And you'll still have injuries and falls and accidents, but in general, you kind of got control of your body.
So at this age group, comparing it to the first 3 years of life, where the milestones are, I think, a much more consistent weight, height, all that kind of stuff. Are the milestones here? You might have a 3-year-old neighbor whose kid is running pretty good, but your 3-year-old's still a little wobbly, but eventually they're going to get there. So there's more flexibility in when they achieve some of this stuff?
Yeah, in a lot of ways. I mean, we still have these kind of general guidelines, but yeah, there's a little bit more flexibility. I mean, you go back in time and you see these more structured routine milestones that you typically see. But between 3 and 5, there can be a little bit of variance, and that's okay.
So preschool, early learning environments, how important are those things to this age group?
Yeah, they're huge. So they can be a real lifesaver from just a social, emotional development standpoint. Children between 3 and 5 really start to be able to empathize and see others' perspectives. And that can lead to sharing and seeing a friend who's sad and kind of intervening. And it's often in like a preschool setting that they get the direct interaction with other kiddos that can kind of develop more of that empathy and imagination, imaginative play, kind of what we alluded to earlier. For children who have developmental differences or developmental delays, preschool is huge. Through the preschool program, starting at 3, you can get help with speech therapy and physical therapy and occupational therapy. For children with autism, you can get ABA therapy. A really crucial thing is to help your child kind of develop and overcome some of the things that they're going through. And all of that can be found at the preschool.
Let's shift the discussion a little bit more towards nutrition and sleep. How impactful are those in helping developmental outcomes in this 3 to 5-year old range?
Well, they're important. My imagery that I try to use in clinic is, well, Dr. Mike, what happens if you put diesel in your car?
It wouldn't like it.
No, right? You ain't getting anywhere.
Yeah, I'm so, not getting anywhere. I mean,
same thing here. You got to put the right fuel in your body. So children need balanced nutrition. They need a plate that's colorful, right? Different colors and proper water intake. And we need to be cautious of how much added sugar we're giving them. These things can really change our energy level, our ability to kind of focus, and our brain's ability to function at peak. And same for sleep. If you've ever been without sleep, it's hard to think.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
It's not.
And so to think that our kids would be any different and could run an all-nighter and then know to listen to us is like, nah, that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. The nutrition part is, I think, real difficult, right? A lot of kids, we want them to start enjoying, like you said, that colorful plate, different vegetables, different fruits, different types of proteins. That can be difficult though, right, for parents.
My encouragement, I try to give food, different vegetables cooked in different ways as often as I can, and just put it in front of him. And if he takes a bite, I celebrate. And if he eats his mac and cheese, I go on. And I'm just doing the best I can to hopefully get some nutrition in his body. And I think that's my encouragement for parents is drive yourself crazy if you think about day to day or even meal to meal. But if you can think about it over 2 weeks, you'll often realize like, oh yeah, last week he crushed some green beans, you know?
I like that. I think that's a good approach, right? So that as a parent, you're not stressing out so much, which doesn't help your sleep.
Right.
So when should parents though, you know, given this age group, become concerned, talk to their doctor, if their child isn't doing some of these things, they're 4 now, they're still not running well, or they're still not drawing the circle. Like, when do we become concerned about this stuff?
Well, you know, I think we as pediatricians try to always do surveillance and screening where we're asking these questions and we're having these conversations. So, you know, my encouragement is you are your kid's best advocate. And so if you are ever worried about something, you should bring it up to your pediatrician and have a conversation. And hopefully they'll be able to either give you some peace of mind, some helpful tips to overcome, or the right resources to address the issue if that's the case.
Very good advice. Just to wrap up, is there one last word you want to give the audience about developmental milestones in this 3 to 5 year age range?
Well, I think have fun and just try to enjoy the time you got. I think structure and routine are so critical. I know we didn't really talk about that, but we all need structure and routine. You know, if we can keep a good structure and a good routine, they're able to really thrive. They can trust us. They feel safe. They feel secure. We know they learn better.
Sounds great. Thank you for coming on. This was fantastic information. I think it's going to be very helpful to a lot of parents out there with toddlers around 3 to 5. For more information, you can visit novanthealth.org. Don't forget to explore more health and wellness insights at healthyheadlines.org. Don't forget to share the podcast on your social channels and check out other podcasts that we have in our library for some engaging topics. This has been Meaningful Medicine. Thanks for listening.